You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio, as always, are my co-hosts, Miss Ronnie V.
Hi, guys.
And Miss C.
Well, hello.
Tanae is out. She has strep throat.
Stay where you at.
Strep throat. I remember though that time in my life when I had strep. I had it twice. Telling you right now, it is no joke. No joke at all. What is going on? You guys heard about the black guy that set out to kill white men? Did you hear about him? Fresno, California. A black guy. He was a black Muslim. Said that he was just gonna kill up white folks. Kill three white men.
He did, or he's setting
he
up.
He did. He killed three white men. And was on Facebook posting, saying, you know, it's gonna be like a revolution or something. He was saying, and blood will be shed or something like that. He was talking about on Facebook. These people are crazy.
What happened to him?
They got him. They caught him.
Did they kill him?
No, they did not kill him, but they caught him. They have him in custody. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, you know.
Well, he better continue that craziness.
Well, I don't know. But like I said before, I knew when Trump, and you can't blame everything on Donald Trump.
Not
I mean, you know,
everything.
You can't blame
That's
everything
right,
on
Eric Lee.
I'm not, but I'm just saying that rhetoric he was, you know, speaking and all of that stuff, I knew something was going to happen. I knew.
Look, I ain't blaming nothing on Trump. People are using it as an excuse to do foolishness. Just foolishness.
That is true. That is true. But like I said, I still think that he encouraged it. He encouraged. And, you know, last week I was telling you about the black gun shop owners were saying that the black people were coming in droves to buy guns.
Right.
Because, you know, legally. And like I said, you know, when Trump was elected, I said, look. This ain't the 1950s and the 60s anymore.
Right.
These, you know, people aren't going to sit by, you know, and watch police, you know, people mistreat them. We were talking about the racist just coming all out now.
Yeah.
You know, and people aren't going to tolerate stuff like that. So
exactly.
We don't know what happened. And then the guy that killed his wife. No, he didn't kill his. Did he kill his wife? Who did he kill? The Stevens. Steve, what's his name?
No, he just killed the
killed the guy, the elderly guy.
Yeah.
I mean, things are just...
on Facebook.
On Facebook, because he was mad because the girlfriend broke up with him.
You know why she broke up with him?
Well,
I don't know why, because she said he wasn't crazy. She said he was a nice guy.
She said that on the...
Well, she said it was a suspicion that he might have been struggling with his sexuality.
Well, she said she caught him in the bed with a man.
I didn't hear that.
That's what she said.
Did you read that?
That's the reason why she broke up with him because she said she caught him with a man in bed with a man.
Wow. But you know what? Move on with your life. It ain't that serious to be killing people.
And now his life gone too.
Exactly. Killed himself.
Yeah.
Crazy. So Gilbert Arenas, y'all know who Gilbert Arenas is, right? The NBA basketball player. He used to play for the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
He is catching fire these days because of a comment he made against dark-skinned black women. So here's he said. This is a quote. There are not many beautiful dark-skinned women. Lupita Nyong'o is only cute when the lights are out.
What?
This is what Gilbert Arenas said. He was responding to a post on Facebook that said, "Dear black girl, you don't have to be mixed to be beautiful."
Yeah.
So he responded to that about that. He goes on to say, "Now, how black are we talking? Not to be funny, but can you name a beautiful black woman on the outside? Not brown skin, but like Tyrese Black. The top 50 most beautiful women of all time only have a few dark women on the list, like Keisha Knight Pulliam and Gabrielle Union." He said, "When you say African features black, then you have Lupita Nyong'o."
Who is that? The model with the brush cut?
She won the Oscar for 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He says, "She's cute when the lights are out. Sorry, but ew. So the black beautiful women you try to boost up here are technically light skin or brown skin. So what he's trying to say is that, you know, really dark skinned women are not beautiful.
Yeah.
That's basically in a nutshell what he said.
Calmer. He likes the calmer skin.
And that's one thing to say, I prefer a lighter skinned woman. But to say that dark skinned women are not beautiful, you need a punch in the face for that.
Or he may have been saying that the ones that they are rating are not to his liking.
He didn't say rating.
No, that ain't what he said. He said, show me a beautiful dark skinned woman. And I don't understand, you know, I don't know. And again, I could understand him saying, well, personally, I kind of like mine brown. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing to say that. But to say that there are no beautiful dark skinned women is really, really ridiculous.
What is the dark skinned girl on Have and Have Not? What is her name?
Candy. What's her name? Candace. I can't even think of her. I don't even watch that show anymore.
I think she's
either.
A pretty black.
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
But you know what? You got to think about when people do talk about dark skinned people, it's like, oh, you pretty to be dark. Uh-huh. Like, what? That's not a compliment.
Well, that's exactly what this article was talking about. The stigma of, especially women, though, because dark skinned men are considered sexy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But a dark skinned woman, you know, really kind of get that. And it's about preference. Not all men like light-skinned women.
Right.
There are some men who like dark-skinned women.
Right. Just like there are some men that love big.
There are some men that like big women.
Women. Yeah.
And it's some big men that just pry on skinny women. And I don't understand why. I don't understand. If anybody, look, I have to get this out, okay? I don't know if my picture is on Facebook or it's a secret website, but like I'm a small build woman, right? And all these big guys are coming on to me. I'm talking about like
Okay, so what is wrong with that?
That's not her preference.
Hold on. It's nothing wrong with it, but why are they coming out in droves? That's what I'm saying. You know, because
so you're saying that your preference is a smaller framed man.
Yes. Okay. Like even on this little website that I was on at one point, right? I specifically said what I like. And then I click on pictures and these big people are up there.
But they know what you need.
I have cover. I can keep warm if I need to. I don't
they
need
know
that.
What you need.
I don't understand. But look, this is what's so crazy. So I had asked one of my big guy friends. I said, so why don't you seek a big girl like your size? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. But I'm wrong for saying oh, no to you. But you can say oh, no to a big girl. Same reason why you don't want a big girl. I don't want a big guy.
Again, it's preference. It's what I prefer. And you know, hey, you prefer what you prefer. But see, one of the things different is that you didn't say big men are not attractive. See, that would be different if you were to say something like that, which is basically what Gilbert Arenas said. He's trying to say that the darker the skin, they're not attractive.
Is he black?
Yeah, he's black.
What color? What kind of
is he? He's like brown. He's like my complexion.
Pecan brown.
Mm-hmm. He's like my complexion. And so, you know, people are letting him have it.
Just because he ain't got turned out yet.
Well, I don't know. But, you know,
he got
again,
that berry.
Again. Say, look, my preference is brown.
People are entitled to their opinion.
Like I said, say my preference is light, but you can't say that there are no beautiful dark-skinned women.
In his eyes, if that's the way he feel, he is entitled. Freedom of
and
speech.
And he should say him.
Like, well, somebody going to dot both of those eyes.
That ain't right.
And
then
they're
going to be black. Like that black
but that's what I'm saying.
Out.
And then he ain't going to see nothing but black women. So I don't know.
We do not promote violence, guys.
We do not. We do not. That. We're just kidding. A woman, this is a weird story right here. So a woman who recently got divorced from her husband went on Facebook and contacted another woman who had been married to and divorced the same man. She wanted someone to talk to about what she was going through. She thought that because the other woman had also been through the same thing, that she would understand. Now they are like very close friends.
So she understood.
But is it ever cool to talk to the ex?
Both of them are exes at this point. So, yes.
You know what? Now, if that happened, which I believe it did, somebody's not over somebody. Because you're going to sit and talk to this woman about the problems that you had with this man, and she's having the same problem.
Well, she has.
She don't have him anymore. You don't have him anymore. To sit and continuously to talk about this man, somebody's still in love with that man.
Let me tell you why that may have occurred. Maybe she was having some insecurity. You know, a lot of times when somebody deal with a cheater and they make excuses for them.
Now,
for,
we don't know why they got divorced.
But I'm just making a point. Mm-hmm. If somebody deals with someone who has mistreated them or cheated on them or whatever, at some point, the longer they deal with them, they start looking for issues within themselves. So maybe she was trying to make sure that she wasn't the problem. You know, because some people think that. Even when stuff is right in their face, they feel like, is it me? Am I the reason why he did this?
Yeah.
What is wrong with
yeah,
me?
Yeah, but I don't need your ex to tell
well,
me that.
Obviously, she did.
And then again, who's to say that the ex is telling her truthful stuff?
It doesn't matter. It served this purpose. They're friends.
Yeah, the purpose is you don't have them no more. She don't have them. Go on about your business.
Yeah,
that's the purpose.
I'm going to have to second that. I just think that it would be weird. I am not going to sit and talk to you about my ex, especially when you're an ex too.
I've talked to my ex's ex before.
And you're really good friends, and y'all talk about him.
I was really good friends. But see, this is what it was. We was friends. Me and this girl was friends when they dated, right? And he was my best friend. And then when they broke up, maybe a year or two later, we hooked up. Like, I mutually knew her from school. So when we hooked up, you know, his ex, I didn't have any beef with her. You know, y'all not together no more. You know, so we spoke or whatever. And even to this day, she comes in to where I work. And I mean, you know, we talk. She asked about my daughter, asked about her kids. She's married with someone.
Yeah, but that's different, V. What I'm talking about is talking about the ex that you both share. Me saying, hey, how you doing? You know, how's your family? How your mama doing? You know, mm-hmm. That's different. But to sit down and talk to a person about your ex is just weird to me.
It just depends on what the conversation was.
It's all about him.
Well, you know what? This just happened to me a week ago. I think it was. I ran into my ex's baby mama. Now, she has three kids by him. I have three kids by him. And I recently found out that she was sick. So I went to visit her. And we sat down and talked about the kids and everything, which all our kids are grown now. And we talked, you know, just had a good time talking. And I don't know how the subject got on him, but I was saying some stuff. She was saying some stuff. Both of us was amening each other.
They was defending him in a positive way. I just want you to know that.
Well, we were. We were, but we
defending
still
defending him in a positive way.
Yeah, we were trying to tell the kids that who he is now was not who he was when we met him.
Talking about how fine he was. I ain't seen.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my God! I haven't seen a picture of him yet.
Oh my. Okay.
No, I'm waiting on him.
Anyway, we had a nice time ragging on him when we did decide to rag on him. Mm-hmm. You know, but so I don't as being good friends with her. You know, I could I wanted to, and it's because I don't care 2 cents about him, and she doesn't either.
Yeah, I'm just going to still stick to my stick to my guns. I do not want to sit and talk about my ex with the other ex. Weird to me.
Now they're friends. Who's talking about them? She asked questions. Well,
but that's how it happened. It happened was one of the girls was going, had already got divorced, so it must have been new. Mm-hmm. So she was still feeling a certain kind of way about it, and she reaches out to the ex-wife before her. Mm-hmm. See, that to me is just, I
depends,
don't know.
Because you never know how long the conversation was on him, what they talked about. They could have talked about him 5 minutes and then just talked about other stuff, and they just cool.
It depends on who's still feeling who. Now, evidently, the recent ex still has some type of feelings.
Or at least at that time when she reached out to her, I think she was still going through, you know.
Yeah, I think she just had some feelings. Insecurities.
Yeah, well, I don't
herself.
Think she should have reached out during
either.
That time.
I don't either.
I don't think
Why
so.
Why not? We'll find out when we come back.
I don't think so either. I'm telling you,
Why?
I just think it's weird.
I don't understand what the problem was. Why?
We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us. Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about whether or not an ex should be talking to another ex. I, Ronnie V says she doesn't see anything wrong with it.
I don't see anything wrong.
Me and Miss C say no way.
Yeah, you didn't say talking to another ex. You said they are friends now, besties.
No, I'm even talking about the ex in common. It is too weird to me.
They talked about them. It's over. Hey, they have a lot of things in common. They're good girlfriends. Girl, you want to buy? You want to get this bottle? You want to go drink? You want to go out? And they cool. Ain't now one of them stun them no more.
One of them probably wanted to see if the other one was still messing with.
Well, look, what about the other woman? What was it with Cameron Diaz? Mm-hmm. The other girl that all of them got together, and then they're best friends, good friends now, because all of them were still actively digging with the same person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now that was weird.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about an ex and another ex. These people were still in the relationship with that guy.
And one of them was the wife.
Yeah. And they got together and became best friends.
That actually was a good movie, though.
It was. Oh, yeah. And funny.
Yeah. So, members of Atlanta's Little Rock Missionary Church of God walked out of service last week when their pastor, Pastor William Terry, brought it to their attention that his husband of 1 month, Mrs. Dante Terry, was 3 months pregnant.
What?
With what he claims to be a blessing.
How's a man having a baby?
Longtime member Fred Johnson had to be rushed to the hospital after hearing the news. The last words you could hear people saying were, wasn't he just at the urinal peeing? So how in the world? Pastor William Terry said he will not let his church members nor the devil stop his blessing from coming true, and that he and Mrs. Terry, the male husband, is called Mrs. Terry, by the way, will not tolerate any haters in the church.
Oh, it's something wrong. Where is this at?
Terry must be born a woman and then had a sex change.
Terry was born a man, got a penis, and ain't a bit more pregnant than I am pregnant.
He's pregnant.
Okay, yeah.
If the pastor say he pregnant, he pregnant.
Okay, all right. People better quit playing in church.
Yes, they better quit playing, period.
What in the world is this buffoonery?
You know what? I won't even want him to be my preacher anymore.
That's why they walked out.
And I mean, it ain't because he's gay. I mean, I have no problem with that. But for you to really sit and say something about a man being pregnant, has grown a uterus, and is pregnant, and you seem like you believe it, you can tell me nothing.
See, not Eric a Lee, thing.
That's why it took us so long to find us a good church.
What?
And once we found us a good old church in Journey. How long have we been Journey? About 3 years?
I've been going about four.
You've
been about six.
Yes,
It's been about five, I think.
About five for me.
How long we been here?
Seven.
Okay, it's been about six for you. It's been about five for me. You were here about a year before you found Journey. Then you
turned
me on.
I went like 2 weeks after he found it because he told me about it.
No, it was a couple of months.
Doesn't matter.
No, that's not true. You're right. It was about 2 or 3 weeks. It sure was.
Okay, but I'm a constant.
But yeah,
member.
You, yeah. I mean, this is crazy.
She didn't throw no shade, did she?
What happened? What?
Tell me, I'm a constant member. You know what? I work on Sundays. And the days when I don't work on Sundays, I do try to go. But the last time I was off, nobody went. Okay? Okay? Not gonna call me out. Not gonna call me out like this today.
Y'all, I don't know. But anyway, Pastor William Terry and Mrs. William Terry, the man that's 3 months pregnant, needs to got somewhere and sit down. Sit all the way down and quit playing in church.
You remember the man that was pregnant on Oprah's show?
Well, that was a transsexual. Yeah. He was really a woman that had still, you know.
But
kept
Terry
his,
might be too.
Terry ain't no woman. Terry ain't no woman at all.
Did you see him?
I did see a picture of him. I sure did. And he ain't no woman.
Did you see him cook for you?
Anyway, so Ask Amy. So I found another Ask Amy article.
I'm sick of Amy.
No, I love Amy. So let's talk about this. So it's titled Boyfriend Worries About Infidelity. Dear Amy, my girlfriend and I have been seriously dating for almost 9 years. Mm. She has a son whom I have helped to raise. In January, I received several messages from her female coworker's boyfriend indicating that they were having an affair. I asked for proof and was provided screenshots of texts. When I confronted my girlfriend about it, she initially lied. But when I told her I had proof, she came clean. She tried to blame me for her affair.
That's right.
Indicating that I wasn't around to talk to her.
That's right.
She swears it was only an emotional affair. We are trying to work through these issues as gracefully as we can. She has gotten a promotion and transferred to another location for work. This promotion is slowly consuming her life. She never leaves work on time, refuses to call me to tell me when she will be late. She even takes work home with her now.
Oh, she messing with the boss.
We were due to arrive at a surprise party this past Saturday, and she didn't leave work on time, which made us late. She acted as if it was just no big deal. She senses my anger and frustration, but tells me I am controlling, and she is trying to excel in her career. Am I wrong for requesting a simple text or call indicating that she will be late? Am I wrong for worrying she's cheating again? And this is why she isn't communicating with me. Signed, Broken.
Yes, Broken, you sound like a little girl. You sound like a little whining girl. And that would be a major turnoff to me as a woman. And number two, when a woman has an emotional connection with somebody, you done lost her. Now, if she was just saying, look, I'm just screwing him, and that's all it is, then you good. But if she done had an emotional connection with him.
Yeah, that's worse.
Yes, he done mentally got in her head. Mm-hmm. It's nothing you can do at this point.
Broken. I don't know why you don't see the writing on the wall. First of all, you know, the first affair, which talking about, you know, it was just emotional. It was more than emotional.
Tell it, Steve.
It was more than emotional.
I'd rather for it to be sexual than emotional.
Well, either way, she was cheating then, and she's probably cheating now. If it ain't with him,
it's with the new boss.
It's with somebody else.
And I wouldn't say she's cheating.
She's a cheater. She's a cheater.
I would say she's doing things that make you think she's cheating.
If you think, just like Madea said, if you think they cheating, they cheating. That's what Madea said.
Is that right? When did she say that?
Madea said that. You remember she said, Madea, can I ask you something? Do you think my husband cheating? Madea said, if you think it, he's doing it.
Well, I guess in a way, because your perception is your truth, but it doesn't mean it's the truth. It could be your truth, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth.
Broken, look, let me give you a little bit of advice.
Okay, go on, Ronnie V, and give him some advice.
You know, I'm a pimp, I'm a player, you know what I'm saying? So let me tell you, all you got to do is get you a chick, right? This will let you know whether or not she loves you or not. You get you a side piece. But don't let her be a secret. You be out front with her. If she gets mad and she wants to fight for her love, then you got her. But if she tell you she'll be back at a certain time and continue doing what you're doing, you need to go about your business.
Broken, don't listen to that.
broken. Get to,
go on about your business. Go on about your broken. Business.
Well, he has invested 9 years so in her. And her children has become his. So walking out is not just like
talking about.
I'll be daggone.
If they're not your biological children.
But. Don't say that.
Extra paycheck.
I'll be daggone.
Don't say that.
I'll be daggone.
They might not be his biological children, but he feels like they are his.
Okay, but he can walk away from her and still take care of them kids.
I'm tired of people using
children as reasons to be in a relationship. You do not have to be in a relationship to take care of children.
That's true. That is very true.
Now, I'm sick of it now. I stayed in a relationship for 7 years because I wanted him to be a part of his child's life. And the only reason why he was a part of her life because I was a part of his life. I should have been left him alone. You know what? I had to get this out.
That is true. That is true.
Amy, I got problems too.
That's true. And you know, she says that he's controlling. Okay. Then you need to leave.
If
he's controlling your life. But here's what I will say, though. He said, I'm taking care of her child. So if you're going to be late, You should have the decency to call.
Enough respect.
Exactly, and say, hey, listen, I'm going to be an hour or two late. I'm still stuck here at work to do this.
No, you cannot look at it like that.
No,
we're not going to do this, okay? That child is not going to be her child when it's convenient for him. You done took role of daddy, you daddy. She ain't got to call and say nothing. If you daddy, you daddy. It's not going to be convenient for you to say, this is your child, because she don't call you.
But it is her child.
It don't matter.
It's
he's daddy.
Not his child.
If he has been playing daddy from the beginning.
Okay, well then you know what? Even a wife, even if it was both of their children, if you know your husband is at home with the child, you need to let him know that you're going to be late.
And especially when you're going somewhere.
Right.
He probably lying. He just want her to text her every 5 minutes. What he doing? He ain't got no job? She at work?
He does have a job.
Well, he ain't got time to be texting either. She got to work. He got to work. He going to get fired.
Broken going about your business because this chick right here is cheating on you again. And she think you Sam Sausage Head.
Broken,
so you just need to go on and
get your side cheek,
get your life.
Well,
get
she act like she's a mouth of sausage head.
No, she's not the crazy one. Yeah. He's the crazy one.
Listen to me, Broken. Get you a chick to see how much she really care.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not like therapists or advice columnists.
This is how we see it. Okay?
That is true. That is true. I don't know, you know. I would leave. I would.
It's not hard for you to just leave.
Well, that is true.
I mean, don't nobody get no chances.
That is true.
You poo.
That is true.
You poo, it's over. Like, it's,
that is not true.
With Eric Lee,
that's not
you
true.
You pass gas, and it's over. What did I do? It's over. He has no problem walking away and not looking back.
Don't
so
put that out there. That is not true.
Please don't take that advice from him.
That is not true.
Over. I'm telling you, I know.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us in the studio with Ronnie V and Miss C. So you guys know, y'all know the show Survivor, right? That show has been on like forever.
Yes. Maggie and the Survivors.
No, it's the show on CBS where they go on this island and then they compete to be the last one on the island.
Yeah, they do have one called Naked.
No, Naked and Afraid is another show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was Survivor. And if you are the last one standing, you get $1 million. That's the show. So a North Carolina man named Jeff Varner was a contestant on the show recently. This I think it's going on this season right now. He is getting some major backlash because he outed a contestant, Zeke Smith, as being transgendered on national TV.
Saw that, yeah.
Was he?
Zeke was a woman who had transitioned to a man, looked just like a man. So nobody knew. I don't know how this guy knew.
Out.
I don't know.
He confided.
So the goal on the show is to get the other cast members voted off. And I guess he thought that, you know, if he spilled the beans on Zeke, then he would be voted off the show for lying. I'm assuming that's what it was.
People got mad for him.
Well, Varner is also gay. Okay. But he got fired from his real job.
Why?
Because of this, for outing this transsexual.
I would sue.
Wait a minute. He's gay also.
Yes, he's
gay. But she was a trans.
Right.
Okay. And so when he outed her, his real people, employers.
Fired him.
For outing her.
Yes. Said that they didn't want anybody working, you know, like, basically they were trying to say, like, sexual discrimination or something like that they were claiming for him, and fired him.
He didn't discriminate. He just told something that was a fact.
Yeah, but he should not have told that. That
has
person.
Nothing to do with his
well,
job.
Did they know he was gay when he was on Survivor?
I don't. They had to have known.
How he gonna do sexual discrimination if he's gay?
Yeah.
And how can they fire him?
A woman can sexually harass another woman. A man can sexually harass another man.
Yeah, but that's
so
different.
What
okay,
do you mean?
So how did he sexually discriminate? I'm waiting.
No, I'm just saying because he outed him, her, whatever, as being transgender.
I know, but what does that have to do with sexual discrimination for them
That's when you out somebody, that's like a form of discrimination. It's like a
that's
form
just
of,
telling somebody's
yeah, just
business.
No, you shouldn't do that.
But that's only telling somebody's
business.
Well,
first of all, he got kicked off the show, and he got fired from his job.
Oh, I would sue them.
Well,
okay, so
apparently he can't.
Is the other person still up there?
I don't watch it, and the article didn't say. The other person stayed up there when he got kicked off. So he thought that if I told this, they're going to kick you off, but they actually kicked him off.
But you want other people to get kicked off, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so he did it for the money.
He did what for the money?
Try to out him.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he did. But that was wrong. You don't do that. Nobody should be outing anybody.
Well, how did he find out?
That person's business. Maybe the person told him.
Well, he
should have
kept it to himself.
I mean, I don't know how he knew. I'm just saying. But because the article didn't say how he found out. But I'm just saying that. You know, you don't do stuff like
that.
He
should have kept to himself. He wanted nobody to know.
Maybe he didn't say it. Maybe. I don't know how. But the article didn't say how he found out.
That information is just not laying around in office.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I think that if Zeke would have told him, then the article would have said, you know, he told him he was
transgender. Well, I think he told him when he found out that that guy was gay, he didn't find no problem in telling that. You know, I'm a trans.
Yeah, confide
in
him.
Yeah, I think that's what he does.
Could be.
You know why I was laughing so hard? Because what I was thinking about is the one, the survivor, afraid and naked.
Naked and afraid.
I was thinking about the Ghostbuster girl. She's the one that's up there.
Oh,
Leslie.
Really?
I have no idea.
You must be.
What's the girl?
You must be Jerry.
The black girl.
You must be Jerry.
Oh, her?
She's up there.
She's on Naked and Afraid?
Yes.
Not the one I saw.
She was on
one
I seen a couple of weeks ago. And
why would she be on Naked and Afraid?
She's up there.
She ain't up there now?
She's up there with a midget.
They're not up there now.
I mean, they might not be up there now, but I seen the episode when she's up there and is a midget on that show, too.
Is it a celebrity Naked and Afraid?
Probably
no. But the one I've seen is not.
I think it is, but she's up there. And
what? I don't get, like, what is it?
You don't see their
Yeah, you don't see.
Yeah, but you see her shoulders and stuff like
that. Yeah, they show the butt, too. They don't show the front.
They, they definitely show the butt.
Ooh, that's a funny
You're
shame.
Talking about the one that on the commercial, you must be Jim.
Yes.
Jones. Her last name
Leslie
is Jones.
Leslie Jones.
Wow. No. Well, I don't watch it, so I don't think it's all that entertaining to me, so. I don't watch it. But, I was kind of shocked to hear that he was fired from his job.
I would
soon get that.
I was kind of shocked to kind of hear that. That's kind of weird to me.
I have a question for you guys. Okay. So, if you have a person that's over you that talks to you a certain way, right? How would you respond? Like, this is my take on things. And this is from something that happened at my job. I feel like respect is given when it's received, mm-hmm. right? And I don't feel like just because you have a certain title.
Correct.
Because I have a title also. I might not be high as you, but I feel like respect should be given and you'll receive it. But I had to put like a manager in place. And it wasn't, you know how some people say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. I was very respectable when I came across the way I did. But I also let him know that you're not going to talk to me in that type of tone. You know, and you know, a lot of people, when you tell, like, because I was venting to a couple of friends, and they were like, oh, girl, you talk to your boss like that. He's human just like I'm human. We put both our pants on the same way. But my point is, a lot of people are scared to speak out on things that are obviously wrong. And I'm not that person. My mom didn't raise me to be that way. I'm very vocal, but I wasn't disrespectful. But my point was well perceived. And I wanted to know if you know, is it wrong to speak up or voice your opinions on things, even if it's your boss, or should you just be the type of person to say, okay, and let it go?
I've had three encounters with my boss where I have had to pull her on the carpet about her. And one was email tone. Mm-hmm. This last one was email tone, because a lot of people don't understand about email, but you can hear or read or whatever people's tone mm-hmm. in their emails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And three times I've had to call her on the carpet. Now, I was respectful, but like you said, I let her know, if you think that because you are over me that you can just say anything to me, you're sadly mistaken. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to have to say absolutely not.
Okay.
You did the right thing, because I'm telling you, people, especially in corporate America, they know who they can run over.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't stand up for yourself, they will bulldoze mm-hmm. right over you. So it's happened to me. Actually, it's happened to me more than three times. This one boss is, I've had her three times. Mm-hmm. There was a vice president that I got together on. Mm-hmm. And then there was another manager that I got together on. And the other two, since then, you know, we didn't have any other problem. But again, I think there's a way to say
exactly.
everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
And if I can be respectful to you, which, you know, sometimes I want to cuss you out too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, because not only are you my boss, but you're a person, you're a human being.
Exactly.
And so I respect you for that. So you are going to give the same to me.
Right.
So that's my take on it.
Ditto.
Okay. But you're right. A lot of people do. Now, the first time we pulled this boss, she actually got kicked out of the department.
Ooh.
Because there were two other managers with me. And I told him, I said, look, I said, y'all can come with me if you want to. But if you don't, I'm going. Mm-hmm. And we went to the director.
Did they go with you?
Yes, they did. Of course, I had to do all the talking. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't scared.
Exactly.
And next thing we knew, she was out of the department. So I don't know what transpired after we left. She probably got all puffed up with the director.
And probably got other complaints mm-hmm. also. Yeah. And then, like, the first thing I did when I went to work 2 days ago, I went directly to the boss over him.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I clocked in, I went and found him in his office. And I said, I need to have a talk with you. And I said, I'm going to be very honest and direct about a conversation that happened yesterday when you was off. And I told him exactly the things I said it, the things I said and how I said it. And at the end of the day, he was just like, I understand exactly where you're coming from. You know, because like I said, at the end of the day, if you are managers, you have to set a tone.
Yes, you do.
And as managers, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, how do you get the people that's under you to follow the same standards that you're just preaching about?
Right.
And I called him out on it. And he got huffy with me. He was like, I need you to shut the door.
Okay.
First of all, you're not going to demand me to do anything. And I said, the same tone I'm talking to you, I'm going to need you to talk to me in
that's
the same
right.
tone.
That is correct.
I said, but at the end of the day, I'm only stating facts. And I said, this is what you need to do.
Always remember this. Lead from out front, not from behind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what so many people do. They lead from behind. You cannot expect anybody to do more than what you do.
Exactly.
You can't expect more out of other people than you do yourself. And I find, well, everybody that has a manager or a director or some title shouldn't have one.
Exactly.
Because they, you know, they really shouldn't be in that position in the first place. And so, yeah, because I'm quick.
He's been so nice to me the last few days.
That's it. That's it.
He said, I'm going to lunch. You want something? But mama taught me. I said, no, thank you.
Because he might would have put something in.
That's right. Won't drop my sandwich in my bag.
Might have put some sugar Avery pee.
That's
in.
Right. Or one of the, or them pies.
Miller's pie.
No, thank you.
Miller's chocolate pie. But you know what? I will say this, and I'll move on to the next topic. But when I had a recent blowout with her, I had my performance appraisal coming up, and I was waiting for her to bring it up because I was going to. Yeah. But you know what she said to me? She said, I respect you because you don't let anyone run over you. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. And I said, yeah.
And she meant that.
Yeah,
too.
She meant it because she know I done pulled up on her knots
several
times.
Had to roll up on her.
That's what you got. Like I said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And you can still be respectful and check someone at the same time.
Yes, you can.
But you know, you can holler at someone and talk
and
like
whisper.
And talk like this.
Right yes, here. You sure can.
Oh, yeah.
You sure can.
Because that's how I was. I looked at him. I said, you're not going to talk to me like that. And then he started explaining. That's when I knew you was wrong. And all I'm saying is, I said, and I'm not here to point fingers. I said, but at the end of the day, we have to act as a team. If we can't be a team, we cannot run this business the way it's supposed to be ran. And at the end, and he looked and he thought about the things I said, because this is my thing. When I come to somebody, I have all my points right there. I'm not just going to say nothing and don't have my facts behind it. And when I had my points, he couldn't even disagree on it. But all he could do was stutter and make excuses. I said, I'm not coming to you for you to make excuses. All I'm telling you is to correct what you did. That's my only thing. I need you to correct it. I don't care why it happened then, but moving forward, this is where we need to be as a team. I said, I can be behind you or I can go on top of you. What you want me to do?
One of the managers of a station that airs our show in Tucson, Arizona, sent me a email. He was like, have y'all talked about these teachers and sexual abuse yet?
We have before.
I don't think I've ever talked about that. Well, I did some research, and I came upon this article that stated that the number of female teachers sexually abusing male students have skyrocketed over the past several years.
What?
The study said that generally male predator teachers tend to be in it for the sex, while female predator teachers think they found their soulmate.
In their student?
It's almost like they're back in high school and they think that they are in love. The study found that up to 7% of all middle and high school students were the targets of physical sexual abuse by teachers. Teachers, coaches, and other adults working in the school system. Dave Ring, a Los Angeles lawyer who represents former students abused by their teachers, said an adult female abusing a younger female girl was rare, like 15, 20 years ago. But now it's happening a lot, women teachers sexually abusing female students.
Probably a coach.
Well, probably so. Yeah. Said like it's happening a lot. He said that it's been happening for a long time, but he just think that it wasn't reported back then.
Yeah.
It ain't reported now.
Well, you know, teens, I know you might think that it's a thrill, you know, like having sex with a teacher, a grown teacher, but you're actually being raped. Yeah. In the eyes of the law, you are being raped.
Unless you dumb and you 18 and 19 in school.
Unless you're doing it for a good grade.
Well, I will admit, though, I've had a few teachers back in high school that I said, look a hair, look a hair. Look a hair. But, you know, that is wrong. That is wrong for, you know, and especially boys. You know, boys think it's going to be a thrill that they having sex with their, you know, female teachers.
Telling their other friends and stuff.
Right,
yeah.
But you are actually being raped and you're actually being abused. So, tell an adult. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us. thanks for coming back with us. So, as we all know, there are many children in America who cannot afford school lunch. Some of these kids are lucky to qualify for free or reduced price school lunches. Others are not. To qualify for these government-sanctioned programs, the children have to be from a family whose income is no more than 30% above the poverty line.
So that means you got to lie on your application.
That means that a family of four can make no more than $32,000 a year to qualify for reduced or free lunch. A practice referred to as lunch shaming is being used to humiliate poor children around the nation for their inability to pay for their lunches.
The children, not the children. Their parents.
Some kids are stamped in the lunch line with stamps that say things like, I need lunch money. Mm. Others are forced to clean tables in the cafeteria in front of other students. Still, others have had their hot lunches thrown out for their inability to pay. So they coming down the line, they get their lunch, they don't have no money, they take the lunch and throw it out in some schools.
Instead of giving it to somebody.
Yes. Yeah, because they have to feed them vegetables at least.
New Mexico has become the first state to try to put a stop to the practice of lunch shaming. They have introduced legislation that would outlaw the practice and would make it illegal to engage in any conversations regarding a student's ability to pay for lunch at school with anyone but the student's parents or guardians. I cannot believe that they'd be doing something like this in schools.
Let me tell you, my daughter had been complaining about the school lunches being nasty, right? I surprised her on a couple occasions because my daughter and my niece both are in the same grade. And so, like, I'll come and eat lunch with them sometimes. We go through the lunch line, and the milk is outdated. And I'm not talking about a day or two. It was, like, last month milk and juice. So, you
That's
know what I mean?
Against the law.
I work at a grocery store, so you know. We look at dates. I was livid. And I brought it to the cafeteria, the manager's attention. And I don't know if this happens on a regular basis, but ever since then, I've been packing my daughter's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she gets reduced lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, you know, argue with her about her being hungry when she come home because she doesn't eat lunch there. Outdated food, outdated juices and milk. It's no excuse for that.
Well, you can report them.
So when you told the manager, what did they say?
She tried to make it seem like it was like a oops, but it wasn't just one. I mean, I'm looking at all the juices and the milks because I'm trying to choose one that's in date, and the whole juices and milk that was sitting in the ice, all of it was outdated.
A month ago?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you can report that.
So just imagine, you know, the food doesn't have any expiration dates on it. So just imagine what they're feeding them.
Oh.
And my daughter
you need to talk to your cousin.
And my daughter is greedy, and she will eat anything. She does. When she come home, she be so hungry. Well, she used to be. Not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Before you start packing her lunch.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's expensive.
Yeah, it is. But you know, yeah. But I do know that there have been some problems and about school lunches and how people want them to be more nutritious. And stuff like that.
Yeah, but they're still supposed to have outdated
food. Oh, yeah, they're not supposed to have outdated food. That's some crazy stuff.
Yeah, you talk to your cousin, Beba. She works in that department.
So, Granville County is a county here in North Carolina. I'd never heard of it before.
Granville County.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go there all the time.
Well, a Granville County election worker has been arrested. In the state of North Carolina, you cannot vote if you are a convicted felon,
right,
and are still serving an active sentence in prison or on probation.
That's right.
Okay. So this genius goes into the system and gets into the voter registration information and restores voting privileges for 250 convicted felons.
How?
Because she worked at the... she was a election board. She
oh,
was
so
a,
they can't vote, but they can work on the board.
No, she's not a convicted felon. She worked there.
Oh,
she goes
she
into
the
exactly.
Felons.
She goes into the system and restores the voting privileges for 250 convicted felons.
Was that considered a felony?
She was hired. Now she was hired as a temp, and was helping out during election season, because, you know, they really need help for election season. She has been charged with multiple counts of fraudulently altering voter registration, which is a felony.
It should be.
It is a felony. The county's Board of Election discovered the activity last June and contacted law enforcement. It was corrected before the election took place. So nobody, you know, none of them voted. The people found out before then. My question is, and here's what I want to know. Were the people she tried to restore, were they all Democrats or were they all Republicans? Now, here's what I know. Here's what I know. The article, when I read it, had a picture of, what's his name? Trump Pence sign in the yard. So they weren't saying they were Republicans, but, you know, it's interesting that they would show that sign as, you know, the picture for the article.
And I mean, you got to think about it. Somebody that's a temp person, they shouldn't even have the assets to do that.
Well, she sure did.
Well, she was in work for that department, right, so right. She should have.
I guess she did, to go in and, I mean, how crazy really is
that?
Well,
you know, Trump said something about Hillary had prisoners and people that were dead voting.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I think it's ridiculous.
Well, she got though, didn't
she? She sure did. And going to keep getting got. She going to get them cookies tossed in prison.
She probably want them tossed.
She going to federal prison at that. Where am I going next? Okay.
We have so much to discuss.
We do. The Raleigh, but now this right here is just so silly to me. I mean, I just thought that this was silly. So the Raleigh Police Department is sponsoring two summer programs for young people this year. For boys, it's called the Leaders of Tomorrow. And for girls, it's called Charm School.
Oh, my God. I read that.
Some parents are outraged because they say that it is retro, misogynistic, and sexist.
Yes.
Why is the boy program called Leaders of Tomorrow and the girls program called Charm School? As if to teach that boys are leaders and girls should stay at home. Do you agree?
I agree.
I don't.
I don't know if I agree either.
I do.
I mean, because they learn a lot of things. Like,
I don't think it should be both.
But I think that that's what they're saying. And yeah,
It's just all about how you read into it. Because, like my daughter's in a program at the school, and it's called GEMS. And I forgot what it stood for. Let me see. Girls Empowerment Movement. But it's about, and it's not just about black girls. It's just about young girls. It's teaching them about, like, cooking. It's teaching them about how to take care of their skin. It's teaching them about, I mean, even they're talking about, like, boys, things that teenage girls go through. I mean, it's a whole lot of different things that it's not just penalized with her learning how to cook or something like that. And I think, I mean, but Charm School, I don't know exactly what Charm.
When I think about Charm School,
I'm thinking about somebody walking around with a book on their head.
And how to which fork to
use.
But I think it's
about just being a lady, period. And there's nothing wrong with these young ladies learning how to carry themselves as ladies.
But
give them the opportunity to learn something else. This program is specifically for what they said about the young girls with Charm School and the boys being whatever, you know, but give them a choice to decide if this is what they want to go into.
Well, they don't have to do the Charm School. They don't have to do the Leaders of Tomorrow. But my thing is to be presented in a way where you know how to carry yourself as one, because you got to think about it. You got all these music videos. You got all these negative impacts on these young ladies out here portraying themselves to, oh, if you have sex, you're cool.
Right.
And guys are like you if you do this and do that. I think it's very important.
You need big boobs and a big booty now.
I think
now.
It's very important for a young lady to know how a young lady should carry
herself. I agree, Ronnie V. And again, we don't know what this Charm School consists of. Like, we don't know what they're teaching.
What is wrong with you guys?
We need you to stop making that face. That's what we need you to do.
That was a good idea. I was very happy. I was just patting myself on the back.
Well, when my baby girl was in school, she was in FBLA, and that was girls and guys in this. And it's all over North Carolina, mm-hmm. and I think it's in other states,
it's
too.
It's a national thing. I know
it's
it.
It's Future Business Leaders of America. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, because it's not a restriction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like you said, you should have these positive young black men. I mean, not even just black men, but positive men teaching them how to be leaders instead of being drug dealers or – you know, murderers or rob. You know,
who teaches somebody to be a drug dealer?
A lot of people.
There are a lot of people who teach other little children how to be.
Especially, it's where they grow up.
Exactly.
If you're a part of your environment and that's all you see, and you got big cousins and your mother ain't there, and you know they roam the streets, and all you got is this person that's selling drugs, and all you see is money and cars. Who wouldn't want to do that if that's all they see?
Well, that's why when
and it's not
little.
Just black. It's just. Yeah, that was right. When we was little, we didn't see that.
Yeah, because when you all were little and they was changing the area where we stayed in, my husband said, you know what? We got to get these children
out
of here.
But some people can't get out of there. Some people that's have true. To be in the situation yeah. they're in.
If we could get out in.
That's true.
No, that's not true. That's not true, Missy. So
have y'all heard about Meghan? You know who Meghan Markle is, right? She's the actress on the show, the USA show, Suits. Suits, Lord Sweets, Pierce Sweets, Suits. You know, remember her? She's mixed. Anyway, you know, she's the one dating Prince Harry.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's dating Prince Harry. Well, you know, her sister, her half sister,
talking
is
junk
talking junk about it and coming out with a book talking about, you know.
And the book is about her.
Right.
About
and Meghan. She don't even know the half sister. Like, I think she says she's met her like twice or three times.
Well, it says she hasn't talked to her since 2009.
Since she was a little girl.
She's going to get sued for defamation of character.
And look, has changed her last name to Markle. Markle, whatever. What's the last name? Markle. Has changed her last name to Markle.
Well, they got the same dad, but not the same mother.
Right, but they didn't have the same name. And the half-sister done changed her last name. She's trying to capitalize on the name because she's dating Prince Harry.
They showed a mugshot of her brother,
she's actually not a bad-looking lady.
What's the sister name?
Meghan. Her name is,
the one that's doing the book.
Samantha Grant.
Smart move, Samantha. Yeah. Smart move.
Samantha gonna find herself sued. She ain't got no money as it is now. She's going to find herself sued. How trifling is that? Instead of you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. How about just trying to be nice to Meghan? Hey, girl.
Is Meghan
a book
mixed?
Is more juicy.
Yes, she's half white. She's
a book
mixed.
Is more juicy.
Well, she's doing that. People are slamming her.
I'm going to write a book.
People are you gonna write a book?
Yeah. Slamming who? The sister.
People are slamming her because they're saying, you know, you're an opportunist. Go somewhere and sit down.
What's wrong with being an
Work.
Opportunist? What's wrong with
get
that?
Get a job. Stop trying to get over on your
Writing
sister's name.
A book is a job.
Yeah, whatever. That's all the time that we have for tonight. We
no,
thank
Eric
you guys
Lee,
for
we are
listening
not going
in.
Anywhere.
We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Toodles.